about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I finally got some good news. Looks like so far the flu has been pretty mild. They say the CDC has seen less flu cases than we would expect this time of year. Not bad. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. All right. So far, so good. Now, keep in mind, January, though, is still a big flu month. Okay, so I don't want everybody getting all too excited yet. But considering, they said not too shabby in terms of flu. Now, unfortunately, though, I don't know if they realize many of us have been dealing with this upper respiratory thing that I've been dealing with for the last 4 weeks, where we're coughing out a lung and, you know, spitting sputum all over the place. But that's not technically flu, all right? For most of us, it's some sort of a bacterial bronchitis and sinusitis and all that. But at least we haven't seen as much flu as we would expect. So that's good news. Still, though, make sure y'all get your flu shot. Again, January, February, still high time for flu, okay? Flu season by no means is over. We're just getting started. But again, good sign. Now, they say there is a Chinese man critical with the bird flu right now. He has the H5N1. He's in China. He's in Chinese. He's in the Chinese city of Shenzhen, all right? He was hospitalized with a fever earlier this month, tested positive for H5N1, but he's critical now. Now, remember, this avian flu, the H5N1, people always mix up with the swine flu. Yeah, swine flu killed also, but the avian flu, a little bit more virulent, a little bit more scary, and this is the one that they were playing around with in the laboratory and came up with even a deadlier version. So right now, they're watching this man, seeing how he's doing. He's in critical condition, receiving emergency treatment. They said he had no contact with poultry, no contact with any, you know, birds or any other avians. The last reported fatal case, though, in China was a young pregnant woman who died in June last year. So, again, not a huge epidemic here, but we're watching. All right. Here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about. You know, I started the show with good news. All right. And everyone's like, avian flu. You know. All right. Hopefully we'll still have some more good news. We're going to talk about some medical predictions in the next year for 2012. We're going to be talking about how looks like cholesterol medication, again, linked to lower risk of prostate cancer. Milk, however, linked to prostate cancer in teens. That's kind of interesting. I want to talk about this gentleman. I don't even want to call him a gentleman. I want to call him something else, but I can't on the radio, who knew he had HIV and tried to infect as many people as he could. Now, he turned himself into the police, but is pretty proud of himself. So we're going to talk about him. And anything you want to talk about on this wonderful, wonderful day, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. You know, in the previous hour, we had a caller asking about early signs of Alzheimer's and what do you look for. If we have time, I may want to go over that with you because there's some kind of distinct characteristics between us, you know, normally kind of forgetting our keys and somebody putting the keys in the refrigerator. So if I have time, I also want to go through that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very, very busy show, very busy show on this wonderful New Year's Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Donovan working the dials, and a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 2011, what were some of the top stories? Well, it looks like Osama bin Laden, that was a huge story. I mean, look how fast this year went. You know, the whole Osama bin Laden, that was what, May 1st? Wasn't that the same day Hitler was supposed to be killed? I mean, year just flew by. Also, top stories this year was Japan suffering the major earthquake, nuclear crisis, tsunami, the Arab uprising, another top story, Gabrielle Giffords being shot in Tucson almost a year ago. At this time, Steve Jobs dying. That was a huge story this year. Occupy Wall Street. Huge. I think too huge for really what it should have been. I think it got too much in media. Tornadoes. Huge. We remember the tornadoes. That was a big story and deadly, of course. U.S. unemployment at 9%. Still not much change. The S&P rating being lowered. Of course, we had a royal wedding That was beautiful. Viggo Mortensen got a Golden Globe nomination, I think, for playing Sigmund Freud. I haven't seen the movie yet. My husband doesn't take me to the Viggo Mortensen movies. I wonder why. Oh, Charlie Sheen fired. That was a big story. Please. Please. And Casey Anthony, which we're sick of. Penn State, we're sick of. God, a lot of these we're sick of. NASA launching its final space shuttle mission. Remember that? That's a year. Oh my gosh. And more stories, of course, but those are just some of the top stories we have covered and you've probably listened time and time again. Now the big story coming up is, of course, Iowa caucuses. All right. Coming up, Iowa caucuses finally. But the one thing I want to say about this, okay? I'm sure you all have now heard in the polls, Ron Paul is leading. Then Mitt Romney is leading. Then Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are neck and neck. One poll today said Newt Gingrich has fallen into fifth place. Just one thing I want you all to remember is they said 41% right now of caucus voters are undecided. So you're seeing these polls of 59% of the voters. All right? They aren't telling you that we have a huge group of people undecided. And they probably don't want to say it. I guess they probably want to see what's going on. So 41% is undecided. We have no idea what's going to happen with the Iowa caucuses. Okay? It's anybody's game. I know Kelly Clarkson vocalized that she's for Ron Paul, and boy, she got slammed with that one. I mean, my only advice to Kelly Clarkson is, you know, you may like some of his policies, but make sure before you announce your support for somebody, make sure, you know, you go back and understand everything he has said and stands for, because now people are really criticizing her for being anti-Israel, racist. I mean, somebody claiming Ron Paul has changed. All I know is anybody who doesn't think that Israel needs America's help, right, already to me has failed the foreign policy part of the test. Okay? That's all I could say. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Also, for some of you menopausal women, need to talk about estrogen again in the news, all right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Even though we talk about everything on the show, politics, entertainment, I'm sure you heard Katy Perry and Russell Brand have broken up after 18 months of marriage. That's kind of long for Hollywood, 18 months, assuming the couple gets married. Maybe that's why Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt say, why even get married? In fact, I mean, they're lasting longer than most of these other Hollywood couples. What, Sinead O'Connor? Done after 18 days. I what are we teaching our kids? So when Katy Perry is the one that, you know, sung the song, I kissed a girl and I liked it, that one. And then Russell Brand is the guy who has long hair and was, I think, a recovering drug addict from what I understood. Funny guy. He's been in some Adam Sandler movies and Take Him to the Greek, I think, was another movie he was in. So 18 months, they called it quits. Boy, hey, I don't know who had money on that one, but good news in Hollywood, Etta James has actually taken a little turn for the better. Etta James has been taken off the respirator. Etta James, don't worry, I'm not going to sing any Etta James songs. I can't. She's amazing. I can't sing her songs. I wish I could. Etta James, you know, sang Outlast and many other amazing hits, has been suffering with stage 4 leukemia. They said she was terminal. People were at her bedside and looks like she was taken off the respirator today, doing better. So that is a great, great sign. We're very, very excited. Prayers still being sent her way. All right. For those who are joining us, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, we are picking up new affiliates. I am so excited. So thank you all. Please continue to call your local radio station. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly show to your station. They'll call Genesis Communications Network, and they will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials, and we are celebrating a new year. I'm so excited. 2012 is going to be a good one. It is going to be a good one. Okay, so estrogen. You know, a lot of us that suffer from menopausal symptoms, I've had some hot flashes, miserable. I can't imagine what you ladies are going through on a daily basis. But when I had some hormone issues and I started having hot flashes, oh, my gosh. And I was complaining, you know, for having a few. I can't imagine. But what a lot of people don't realize, and men, you need to listen to this too. All right? If your lady is going through menopause and going through the symptoms, all right, the estrogen that she may be given, as long as she qualifies for it, no breast cancer history or vulnerabilities, heart issues, etc., that only helps the hot flashes. It doesn't help the sleep. So a study today came out saying, you know, look, you know, it's still not addressing sleep. Many menopausal women have sleep disorders. Well, if your lady's not getting sleep, she's going to be drunk, grumpy. She's going to be miserable. I am. When I don't get enough sleep, I am miserable. I make Donovan miserable, poor guy. So, and my husband. So we really need to start concentrating not only on the hot flashes and the vasomotor symptoms, but also the sleep. And what a lot of women also don't bring up is the increased urination and incontinence at times. I know I talk about it, joke about it, how I don't like to cough and get bronchitis because I have to cross my legs. But the less estrogen you have, the more that happens. And if you've had any pelvic floor weakness giving birth to a bunch of babies, you know what I'm talking about. So there's a lot of issues that could be bothering women when they go through menopause, and doctors need to identify. You know, just saying, oh, are you having hot flashes? That's not good enough. Ask, how are you sleeping? And honestly, men should be asked that too. Not so much because of male menopause or whatever, but I think a lot of our problems could be due to lack of sleep. I talk about this all the time on my show. Lack of sleep or sleep apnea or not getting enough oxygen, that's been linked to high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, dementia, depression. You need sleep. And if your doctor doesn't bring it up, you need to. I was just talking to Donovan about, you know, maybe write notes. You know, write notes when you go to the doctor. His doctor loves that. I think it's a great idea. Bring notes. Okay, now, of course, me, I'd have to bring a whole spiral notebook. Keep in mind, your doctor may not be able to go through it, but a lot of times you go to the doctor, and, you know, you go, well, this is happening, you know, I've got menstrual cramps, I've got constipation, etc. You don't think about sleep. You always forget about sleep because you're awake. You don't think about it until you get into bed, and you're like, oh, no. Oh, gosh, I've been popping over-the-counter sleeping medications now for months. Write stuff down. Put them an issue of importance, and tell the doctor. When you come into the doctor, so they don't freak out about your list, go, look, I know we may not get to it, but these are my most important things. I can't sleep, okay? I'm not sleeping well. I don't know if that's affecting, you know, my cholesterol. I don't know if it's affecting my you know, because if I don't sleep, I don't want to exercise the next day. If I don't want to exercise the next day, my cholesterol is high. Sleep is important. Just please, please don't forget it, okay? All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Let's talk about this man here in Michigan who has told police that he had set out to intentionally infect as many people with HIV as possible, and there could be hundreds of victims. His name is David Dean Smith, the schmuck. He looks sick. I mean, he looks sick in the head of Comstock Park, Michigan, turned himself into police, and was booked in the Kent County Jail in Grand Rapids, Michigan on December 23rd. So far, he has been charged with 2 counts of AIDS, sexual penetration with an uninformed partner, because he failed to disclose HIV status. A second victim came forward this week telling police Smith infected her with HIV in 2008. The first charge stems from a victim from 2009-2011. All right. He said that he turned himself in, hoping that would help for a lower bond. Bond was raised to $100,000, saying he is a danger to society. Absolutely. I'm surprised we're even letting him out on bond. All right. So Smith said he had sex with or shared needles with possibly hundreds of people. He met most of them through the internet. Okay, people, let me talk to you about something, okay? Somebody wants to have sex with you, male, female, all right? Assume they have HIV. until proven otherwise. And before you have sex with somebody, ask them to show you your blood test. Tell them they got to go in for blood work and they have to show you your results. I can't tell you how many times I see patients every day. They go, my girlfriend wants to see my blood work. My boyfriend wants to see it. And I got to tell you something. It's also going to protect you liability-wise. We've talked about this, how there's many multi-hundred-thousand-dollar cases of herpes lawsuits with a lot of Hollywood stars that come into Vegas, you know, meet somebody, give them herpes, patient decides to sue. But you see, what's also going to happen to this gentleman is anybody that has HIV, if they're unscrupulous, is going to say, he gave it to me. Because here, this guy admitted that he had sex with people. How is it going to prove he didn't have sex with that person? It's going to be hard. So I'm going to tell you something. Just, you know, before you get that intimate with somebody, I know on TV and in the movies, they make it look like you could do it in the middle of a grocery store. No. All right. Take the time. Take the 48 hours to get STD testing, you and your partner. But keep in mind, just because your partner shows you an HIV negative test doesn't mean they don't have it, because it could take 6 months to convert. So condoms, it's not worth it, all right? HIV, even though for many people it's not a death sentence anymore, it is still a horrible, debilitating disease, and it still does kill, all right? The last thing you want is to be lazy and get something like this, because there are people out there. I mean, he was having sex with people not because he liked them and was falling in love. It's because he wanted to spread AIDS. There's killers out there. He's considered a killer. Well, I mean, especially if somebody dies from this, okay? That's just, there's crazies out there, and I just want you protected. That's all I could say. All right, so what do all these people have to do? Well, they got to get tested. Anybody that thinks, I mean, they're going to look at this picture. He's kind of ugly. He looks kooky. He has a goatee, and he's bald, but that doesn't matter because he could have shaved his head. It looks like he has brown eyes. I can't tell how tall he is, but look at his picture. It's the Michigan man that, you know, tried to spread HIV. And if you think you're up with them, go and get checked. I know we have one of our Michigan affiliates, okay? I'm sure anybody listening to my show was smart enough not to sleep with this guy. But again, if your daughter said, oh, I met this wonderful man, just get checked. And honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea when you do blood work to get checked for HIV and STDs. Why not? Now, when we come back on break, a very, very interesting topic came up today where people who think that their preventative care is free has been getting bills. You know, a lot of the new health law changes say that you're supposed to get mammograms for free. You're supposed to get colonoscopies for free. But patients are being given $1,000 bills, $700 bills. Why? All right. We're going to talk about why the health care law may not protect you still, even though they're saying you get a free test. Plus, some researchers think that maybe women go to the doctor more because they actually are the sicker sex. Women seem to go to the doctor more than men, seem to try to get their medical issues taken care of. Why is that? Is it because they're more open? Is it because they aren't afraid of going to the doctor? Or is women the weaker sex? So we're going to talk about that. All right. And if we have time, of course we'll make time. I want to talk about how cholesterol medications has been shown to lower the chance of getting aggressive prostate cancer. I could swear we talked about this on the show a few weeks ago, but it looks like another study came out confirming that. And we're going to talk about how teens with a high milk diet may be prone for prostate cancer themselves. So please don't go away. Still busy show, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com. All right, now that we're into, New Year's, I want you to start thinking about summer, and we would love for you to come on the Alaskan cruise with us. Don't worry, I'm going to come up with a better commercial than I did last time, and GCN will play it, and you'll get all your information on where we're going to go, where we're going to leave out of the dates, but we're leaving at the end of June out of Seattle. All right, and taking the cruise up to Alaska, going to see beautiful glaciers, whales, all sorts of fun stuff. So please consider this summer going on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We've got a great rate, going to have parties, prizes, lectures, fabulous time. Okay, so what's going on with this? We're supposed to be getting preventative care now, right? With the Affordable Health Care Act, a lot of things are supposed to be covered, right? Screening colonoscopy should hopefully be covered from what I understand. Mammograms should be covered. Yet it looks like patients are still getting bills. One, a 61-year-old man was told that his colonoscopy was going to be completely covered at 100%. No co-payment, nothing. But then he gets an $1,100 bill. Right? Now, why is this happening? Well, again, I mean, do I have to say it? The healthcare law, Obamacare, was never thought through. Okay? Right? Nobody thought this through. They wrote it within a weekend, very half-assed. What's happening is you may go for your screening colonoscopy. Right? They sedate you. They put the scope in. They take a look. That's fine. All right, but what does the colonoscopy do? Well, when they find polyps, they remove those polyps so those polyps can't turn into cancer. Well, once that happens, then it turns diagnostic. All right, many of these insurance companies that are now covering the preventative stuff early now, all right, because I think with Obamacare, it was supposed to kick in 2014. But many of them are saying, we're covering colonoscopies. Yeah, we cover the scope going in, the scope coming out. But the whole reason why you're getting the scope done is if there is something that gets found, you get it taken care of. Now, of course, people are complaining, oh my gosh, you got an $1,100 bill, and all they did was take out a little baby polyp, or they biopsied a polyp. Again, whenever we see a polyp, we're supposed to take them out. All right? All cancer in the colon will start from a polyp, but not all polyps will turn to cancer. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So if there's a polyp, the doctor has to remove it. Because that polyp could have the potential to grow into something. So the reason why I'm such a huge fan of colonoscopies is because it's the only screening test that actually helps prevent. I mean, it's for cancer prevention. But how does an insurance company say that's going to be completely covered? What if you have 5 polyps? What if you have 14 polyps? Now you have to cover the pathologist cost. So you're going to see that many things that are quote-unquote preventative, you'll still get a bill for, because if something gets found, it turns into diagnostic. And nobody's going to be able to tell you what it is until they go in and see. Same thing. There was a lady who was complaining, 50-year-old, who went in for a screening mammogram. But there was something on the mammogram that looked off, so it had to turn into a diagnostic mammogram. Well, then she had to pay. She got a $700 bill. And, you know, so she's fighting it, saying, all I wanted was a screening mammogram. But you see how halfway this is. Okay, this is exactly the problem I have with the way healthcare is going. Well, number one is many screening tests are turning expensive, which is a problem before Obamacare that had to be fixed. But Obamacare didn't solve the problem. It promised to a lot of people free things, free mammograms, free colonoscopies. But what you're getting free is the half-assed part. Okay, because I know what patients are going to do. They're going to say, look, don't biopsy anything. Put the scope in. And then take the scope out. And then tell me later what I need to have done, and I'll figure out the cost. Okay, well, that's now defeating the whole purpose of the colonoscopy. I mean, I'm sure the doctor could do it. I'm sure he could go ahead, you know, do the freebie colonoscopy where you get the scope in. Okay, and again, you know, getting the freebie colonoscopy does save bucks. You know, because it is covering the anesthesia, it's covering the anesthesiologist. If they're using one, it's covering the hospital or the surgical center. So, I mean, that is good bonus. That's great for it to be covered. But, you know, it's going to be very difficult to tell the doctor, well, just go in, go out, don't do nothing. Nothing. Don't do anything. Right? And then let me know what you saw, and then we'll decide. So then the doctor's going to say, well, you had 14 polyps. We got to go back in and take those out. Same thing with the mammogram. You know, many of us, if we have an abnormal mammogram, something has to be done. So do you just want the picture and then leave, or do you want them to go further? Do you want them to do the spot compression? Do you want them to do the ultrasound? So you see how healthcare is going. Whatever is getting promised is going to be the bare minimum. But many of us don't want the bare minimum. I mean, you know, if Obamacare said they're going to make sure everybody gets their screening colonoscopy for free, you should have thought of the biopsies, because that's an integral part. But of course they didn't think about it, because they didn't use a doctor to write it, right? Kathleen Sebelius and Nancy Pelosi, they're not doctors. They have no medical training whatsoever. So, of course, they had no idea that when they said, we're going to cover all these screening procedures. You know, the average colonoscopy usually finds a polyp. Duh. Maybe at least 30, 40% of mammograms find something that they need to do diagnostic imaging. You're promising something to people. People are now mad. Right? So now the health overhaul right, is going to have to now take into account, okay, well, you know, we have to now, you know, get on doctors. And, oh, you can't get on doctors. You can't get on us. What are we supposed to do? If Obamacare or health insurance is only going to cover the bare basic skeleton test, what are we supposed to do with our patients? This is why many doctors think this is a complete crock. It was stupid. Absolutely stupid. And now, same thing, smoking cessation interventions, right? They say we'll pay for smoking cessation. Yet patients are saying, but my Chantix or Wellbutrin aren't covered. Well, because that's not what they considered smoking cessation. I think they promised too much, too quick, a hell of a lot, too quick. Nobody thought this through. And now we're having people extremely upset. Now, another, though, big issue that I, from what I understand Obamacare will help with, is insurance companies have to be a hell of a lot more forthcoming. They can't just say your colonoscopy is covered. Done deal. They can't say that because the average person, even me, if I went in for my colonoscopy and I heard it was covered, I would assume that anything that goes on while they're up and in there is covered. I would have never thought that a colonoscopy that's quote-unquote covered doesn't cover the biopsies. But apparently, because of cost, that's what is happening. Insurance is like, all right, you want the colonoscopy, we're going to cover the hose going in and out. All right, you got that. You got scope going in and out. We got it. We're supposed to cover it. We got that, but nothing else. Okay, well then, you're getting a $1,000 bill anyway. So just know what's being covered. Ask away. And like I said, the average one of us, most of us would have not known that. I wouldn't have known that. So if you're going to get your colonoscopy and you're being told it's covered 100% of the mammogram, go, what if you find something? If you find something, what? Oh, well, then it's diagnostic and then it's not covered. All right, just ask that simple question, what if you find something? All right, really quickly, scientists are thinking maybe the reason why women go to the doctor more is because maybe they are the sicker sex. Okay, now, I kind of took a look at this, right? They were looking at, you know, 38% of women who were surveyed, and then this was a verbal survey, right? Thought they were sick, more poor health versus poor health compared to men, who had 27%, but they found men had less chronic conditions. This is what I take from this, okay? We've always known that women are more likely to go to the doctor than men. They're more vocal about their ailments or whatever. But some illnesses will affect women more or men. You know, do I think sore throat affects men versus women more? No. I think that's equal. I think a lot of upper respiratory is equal. All right? But what they're starting to do is kind of key in and go, maybe women may get affected with bronchitis heavier than a man would or stomach issues. So we really don't have too much with this, but it's an interesting concept to look at. Do women suffer quicker? Do they suffer more? Well, I guess as more information comes, I'll keep you posted. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, this Enfamil formula, the FDA has come back. Remember, there was a case of a newborn that had died, and they thought it was linked to the Enfamil formula. Stores took it off the shelves. Then the coroner, doing some subsequent tests, and not the preliminary tests were wrong, had nothing to do with the formula. Well, there has been a death of a second baby now in Florida, but again, they're still saying it has nothing to do with the formula. So we've had two babies die, two babies that have been sick, But they don't think it had to do with the formula. They don't know why, though. Okay? What they have found is Cronobacter, which is a bacteria in an open container of infant formula, an open bottle of nursery water, and a prepared infant formula. They don't know why the contamination occurred, but they don't know if that is what made the kid sick. My only concern is now we have two babies dead. What's going on? So as we know more, we'll let you know. But right now, the FDA says no need to recall Enfamil. The Enfamil newborn formula, they say, is fine. Yet now they're figuring out why two babies were sick and two babies died. We'll keep you posted as we get more. All right. This actually came in today. I hope it's not old by the time you listen to it, but I guess North Korea has named Kim Jong-un Army Commander. Now, Kim Jong-un is the 27 or 28-year-old, nobody knows how old he is, child of Kim Jong-il, who had died earlier this month. Kim Jong-un, who they believe is 27, 28 years old, I believe does not have any military experience, but has played many video games. They say he really likes video games and sports, like the pew, 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 pew of video games. So he is now the army commander, the supreme commander of the country's armed forces. All right. So they say this move is a clear sign that the young leader is fast consolidating power over North Korea. All right. He is head of the military forces with his video game background. Am I the only one nervous? Am I the only one scared about that? Okay, let's go into some good news here. All right, those of you taking cholesterol medication, again, they are finding that you have less of a chance of being afflicted or dying from aggressive prostate cancer. There is something to these cholesterol medications, these statins, or something to the fact that we're lowering cholesterol must be the issue, because another study came out today saying milk intake in teenagers has been tied to aggressive prostate cancer. They don't know if it's because as these kids are in puberty and the prostate gland is starting to be primed during puberty, if I could use that word, right, letter of the day is P, primed during puberty of your prostate, that maybe the milk or the fat in milk could be causing it to be more vulnerable to aggressive prostate cancer later. I don't know. I mean, it always kind of confuses me when somebody gets an aggressive cancer later in life because of something they did as a teenager. That kind of blows my mind. You'd think if you did something as a teenager, it would happen then. You know, why would it wait till you're 40, 50 years old, like an aggressive prostate cancer could hit? So they were looking at Icelandic men, right, looking at the milk intake they drank and the association with those men having aggressive prostate cancer. I think there's got to be a relationship to the cholesterol and the fat. So statins lower your triglycerides. They lower your cholesterol. Statins, atorvastatin, right, your Lipitor, your Crestor, Pravacol, right, Mevacor, trying to think of all the older brands that we don't use, Lovastatin, Simvastatin, et cetera. So I guess there's obviously some link between fat, cholesterol, and aggressive prostate cancer. Now, I was talking about earlier in the hour, you know, come to think of it, we have never had an aggressive prostate cancer in my practice, knock on wood. Any prostate cancer that we have identified has been early. We have found early prostate cancer in younger men, but one reason for that is when somebody is coming in for their blood work, we throw the PSA on there, the prostate test. You know, so somebody could argue, well, duh, somebody taking statins probably gets less aggressive prostate cancer because you're finding it early because you're always coming in for blood work. Well, true. That's true. You know, those of you on cholesterol medication, a lot of times you can't get your refill until we do your blood work. We check your liver. We check your cholesterol. So maybe these people have the opportunity to have their prostate cancer found sooner. Now, I have diagnosed prostate cancer in late people in their late 40s and 50s. Now, usually the less aggressive kind we find in your 60s or 70s. So when you find prostate cancer in the 50s, you wonder if this is something that was going to be aggressive or not. You don't know. That's why one of the top medical stories of 2011 was this: we're screening too much. Maybe we're over-screening the prostate and should we cut back? Maybe we're doing too much when we find elevated PSA and prostate cancer. Maybe we should watch and wait. I can't tell my patients to do that because we're all scared of prostate cancer, the aggressive kind. And if you have a 50-year-old man that you have found prostate cancer with, how do you know it's not aggressive? Yes, maybe some histopathologist can take a look and they can look at the cells. Maybe they can look and see if the PSA rises. But the PSA isn't always going to rise to the speed of the cancer. All right. I explained that with the CEA and the colon cancer. We had a patient whose CEA level was elevated, but predictably elevated and pretty constant with its elevation. And I'm like, well, what's going on with your cancer doctor? What's going on? He said, well, they're doing nothing. They're just watching and waiting because my CEA is the same. Meanwhile, you know, he comes into me wheezing and coughing, and I'm like, something's not right. And we do an X-ray, and he's got a lung mass that's kind of, you know, closing in on his carina. And I go, I think, you know, your cancer is spreading, and it's spreading to your lungs. But my CEA is the same, which is the PSA equivalent for colon cancer. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Okay? I you know, we can't just put our lives and all our trust in a blood test. Obviously, the colon cancer is spreading and growing because now it's blocking your breathing. Well, luckily, they were able to take it out. They said it actually came out. The mass came out in a nice little shell, like one big lump, as opposed to it being all attached in spider webs. So good for him. Thank God. Prayers answered. But, you know, this watch and wait, I think, is very, very unintelligent and not the most strategic way to go, because it's stupid. Okay, it's stupid because you just don't know. You can't say your cancer is not aggressive. You can't, and you can't predict it in those early stages. But I do like the idea of, if you are going to take the watch and wait approach, it's being done with a specialist. Okay, if the doctor says, all right, your PSA is elevated, you don't go home for 6 months. Have somebody watch it, like your urologist. All right. And, I mean, who knows? I, if you were contemplating cholesterol medication, maybe it's a smart thing to stick with, all right? You know, there's something to this cholesterol medication. I'm a huge fan, huge, huge fan. All right, so what are some of the medical predictions coming up in the next year? I predict they're finally going to approve of a sleep study for everybody. They're going to say, finally, anybody that has high blood pressure, anybody that's over the age of 40 or 50, get a sleep study. That's going to be my prediction for the next year. I doubt Obamacare is going to like this one, but if any insurance companies go rogue, it's just so many doctors need to run sleep studies on everybody. So I think that is going to be one of my predictions. I also think they are going to move more into the advancement of a cancer vaccine. I think they are pretty, pretty damn close with what they found. Or, remember, they actually were they injecting mice, breast cancer cells, and that caused something to subside. I'm trying to remember the story, but there's been a lot of genetic engineering in the field of genetic engineering with and bioengineering with cancer. I think they're on the verge of something big. They may not figure it out by the end of 2012, but I think that's going to be a next hit. Also, they're saying that the EPA is going to be coming up with more limits of mercury emissions and air toxins. So I think that's going to help respiratory statuses. It's going to help people with asthma, breathing issues. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think also insurance companies are going to hopefully cover pulmonary function testing. That maybe it's more of a hope than a prediction, but anybody who has smoked for multiple years should be screened for COPD. And somebody's going to have to stand up and say, look, we're going to cover it and remind doctors to do it. Because I can't tell you how many patients are smokers, and the only time they get seen is when they can't breathe. All right, so those are my predictions, but we're going to have a good year, guys. Let's be positive. All right, great show today. For those of you that could still be with me tomorrow, we're back on tomorrow. So stay tuned. 1-877-DOCTALLY. You all be safe and happy new year.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.